have an aside that doesn't count as my story, but when Charlie was talking about these crabs and how they rescued that crab, and it reminded me of I was invaded by ants underneath my kitchen sink, and it was just so horrible. And you see all these horrible ants swarming all over, and I had to go off to work, and I didn't have time to take care of them. So I got the spray and just sprayed them, and I had to leave them. And all at work, I just thought, oh, it's going to be so horrible to come back and see all those ants and have to clean them up. To me, it's just so creepy crawly. So when I came home and I dreaded seeing it, and I opened up the cupboard, they were all gone. Then I didn't know what happened. Did somebody come and clean it up? And they said, oh, the ants took them away. And I thought, oh, that's so sweet. They took away their wounded. Oh, I almost felt sorry for them. Then I found out they're cannibalistic. Oh, that was a disillusionment. Now here comes my story. Well, as you know, some of you know, I was a correctional officer because I wanted to help change men. So I worked all over the prison, and you have good job assignments and bad job assignments. And one of the job assignments I really detest is being in a gun tower. And so I was at a sally port, and there's a lot of duties and responsibilities because I was in charge of processing vehicles and inmates and officers going through and making sure they searched them properly or searched a vehicle and watching for everything and seeing everything. You're responsible for everything within your vision. So sometimes this particular tower was a pretty busy place, especially around 5 o'clock. Then in the evening, it slows down. So I was kind of chilling out. Sometimes we talk to each other on the phone while we're being alert and vigilant. And I'm sitting down in the center, and all of a sudden I hear, an inmate's on the roof! And I grab the search. You know, you never know what you're going to do in an emergency. You just never know if you're going to react properly. So I heard this alarm, and I jumped up, grabbed the searchlight, turned it on, and swung it on the maintenance roof, and I see this inmate coming at me at a dead run. And I grabbed my rifle, chambered around, stuck it out the window, and yelled, stop or I'll shoot. And then people have asked, you know, how can you be a Christian and be in a gun tower and have to shoot somebody? And I'm just going to say this one sentence. And I said, well, God knows that man's heart. And if he's going to rape and kill somebody, then he'll direct that bullet and that guy will be dead. And I'm not going to feel bad about it. But I'm going to aim to wound. But God knows where that bullet's going to go. So anyway, I'm there and I'm talking on the radio. And I'm calling the watch lieutenant, telling him that the inmate was on the kitchen roof. And then it looked like he bent over and he swung off. And I told him the area where the inmate was. And then I'm expecting that he planned this. And so he wouldn't be stupid to jump 3 stories down. So I figured he might have had a mattress or something soft that he's had somebody put there, so he's going to make a break for the fence over here. So I'm waiting to shoot him. And then I see, and I'm calling for the outside patrol to come, and then I see the West OP, which was, he was doing rounds. So I tell him on the radio, get over here by building, and I can't remember what building it is now, but I'll say building 1, and park your vehicle perpendicular to the fence and shine it on the fence because there's an escape going on. And I'm telling the officers from the plaza, I open the gate, let them in the area, and they're searching for him. This outside patrol got his car in proper position. And here comes the East Patrol officer. He rounds the fence and comes, And he parks in front of the Sally Port. And his engine is revving. And he waits a while. Then he gets out of the vehicle and he shouts, "Honey, you asleep up there?" He says, "Open the gate. I have a visitor." They call him, he was bringing in the visitor. And I said, "Smith." Well, I shouldn't say his name. But I said his name and I said, "Can't you see? I mean, he doesn't even see the rifle out the window, the searchlight on, the West Patrol with his car perpendicular, officers around." I said, "There's an escape going on, and no, I'm not going to open up the gate." And anyway, it turned out that guy, I guess it was spur of the moment, and when I pointed the gun out and he heard the chambered round, his desperate measure was to just swing over. And I think he was hanging like this, not knowing what to do. And then because of the mist, it was slippery. Then I think his fingers just slipped, and he fell the three stories. And so his desperate measure resulted in disability, shattered hip, lots of pain, and an extended many years sentence. At least I knew...